and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will.
And yeah, this is part of it. It's pretty sweet. There's gonna be video and stuff to go along.
I hope this works.
Cool.
Thank you.
that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
I can go anywhere.
Suck my dick.
Friends to know.
My nigga.
Ways to grow.
Nigga.
Reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What?
Nigga,
in a book,
my nigga,
reading rainbow.
This is the shit I be talking about. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? What y'all really want? What y'all really want? Bad or die?
All right.
That was amazing.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tyler, for sharing
that with us. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say sorry.
Sorry,
to
wife.
My mom. She's not listening.
She might be listening.
She's not. Amanda, what's next?
Oh, I get to go again?
Hard to follow. Whoa. Hard to follow that last thing. But.
Well, not that hard when you know what song I'm playing. Because I'm really.
Oh, you're right. It's not that hard.
Really laying down the hits.
Jack Johnson.
Right now. yeah, little JJ, Jack Johnson.
JJ Casual.
No, the other JJ. Not JJ Bean either.
JJ Cole.
Because that would be glad had to come up.
Yeah, new track by JJ.
What are you drinking?
Of JJ. Not JJ Bean.
grapefruit
juice.
Jimmy Rio or whatever. Jim Rio.
Yeah, right.
Rio?
Jim Rio.
Jimmy's chiller, though.
Yeah, he's super. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
yes, this is. I've been really into Janet Jackson lately, particularly The Velvet Rope. And I had a lot of trouble choosing a song, but I went with this one. I Get So Lonely. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And pretty I do well get timed. Lonely. So. Yeah.
Pretty standard.
We song. All do, I think.
Because Aaron Reed was supposed to be here, Amanda's significant other. And then
he left.
He had to go be a celebrity in Europe. So that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. JJ.
Dad Jackson. Actually, it's not Janet Jackson, it's just silence.
Yeah, thanks. Just embarrassed me on that show. Thanks.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Sup.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to play this one. Oh, no, it's a remix. Oh, God, this is so bad. Oh, no.
Can people hear us right now?
Yeah, definitely they can.
All right, coming up
next.
We
should have tested it.
Hopefully Janet Jackson.
You should test it. You should test it.
Thank you.
We're back on Sup World Radio with me, your host, Allie, and Amanda, and Tyler, and Curtis.
That song was too short.
Yeah.
But it was sexy.
It was.
Yeah, it was sexy, though.
Yeah.
And lots of sex in that song.
A lot of sex in that song. For a song called I Get Lonely.
Mm. What does she need?
Sex.
Loving. Yeah.
Sweet, oh,
loving.
Sweet love.
Sweet, sweet
also
love.
Also the sex.
This time of year.
Yeah, don't say sex, you guys. Tyler's next. Tyler, what's your thing?
Hi, I'm Tyler.
My thing. Lots of things. What am I doing? Okay. Yeah, I have a project I'm working on right now that I'll be finished in a month or two, which is a zine with me and a bunch of other kids collaborating. Photos, drawings, silkscreen stuff. It's called Bonus.
That's cool.
Bonus number one. Wow. People, the likes of Kane Hopkins, Will Anderson, Ryan Smith's gonna do a page.
Is that the Lucky's thing?
No, that's something else that Will's doing, which is, like, all comics. This is, like, photos and other shit, and, yeah, it should be pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
And, yeah.
Sounds really cool.
And I have a pretty cool presentation plan, but that's top
PowerPoint?
Secret right now. Oh, hush, hush.
PowerPoint?
You'll see.
Oh, it's definitely PowerPoint.
You'll see when the time comes.
Did you say when it was coming up?
In a month
I'm
or
like
two?
Not actually sure. A month or two, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even sooner, but we'll see.
Tomorrow.
I have a crazy process
right
going
now.
On.
Surprise.
That would have been
right
cool.
Now.
What are you going to play? Oh, I know what you're going to play.
Which?
Because you're playing Tie to Everything You Own first.
I'm going to play Tie to Everything You Own by Weed.
Why are you playing Weed?
Because it breaks my little heart. This song
also.
In particular. And also, yeah, I did the cover for this tape, which was on Green Burrito. And it's
sweet
a good
cover.
Tape. And it's a good tape.
Sweet cover.
So here you go.
The B-side of that tape's funny. Yeah. If anyone's listened to it.
Those boys. I tell you.
Crazy boys. Everyone that comes in here plays Weed.
I know. That's why I was like, eh.
You should play Ben's Tour.
That's the song everyone that's, plays, though.
It's played once
this
a week.
This song's the best one, though, so there you go.
Luckily, Will doesn't, like, listen, so his ego isn't...
Will.
Sup,
Will.
Sup, Hugo. Sup, Bobby.
Kevin. No one wants to say Kevin. Kevin.
I don't know Kevin.
I don't know Kevin
sure
either.
You're really cool.
Kevin is really
met,
cool.
But it's nice to meet you.
But other three dudes, what's up?
You just air shook hands with them.
I did.
This one's for you, Kevin.
was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner for cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. My dreams. It made me lie and lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul. And all I wanted was more cocaine. More cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Sup.
Sup.
World.
World. Radio. Jinx.
Good hey. Commercials.
Now I can't talk.
Nope.
Well, I did. So.
Nope. Yeah, great ads. You missed a good ad while you were in the record library.
What was it?
Drug related.
It was drug related, so it was
I
cool.
I always enjoy the
drugs
CITR
are cool.
ads.
Yeah, they're good.
I
well
just
made.
Love ads.
Anyway. what's your next pick, Tyler?
I'm going to play a jammer from my homies and student teacher right now.
Jammer Dogs.
Called Sonic Bonnet. Because I hadn't heard many recordings from them, and then I listened to it like a month ago, and I was like, this song is really
rules.
Good.
Yeah, the song rules.
It's fucking awesome.
It's fucking cool.
There you go.
What's up, Daniel?
What's up, Daniel?
Hi,
what's up,
Daniel.
Brad? What's up, Liam?
Hello.
My dogs.
Yeah.
be things that Curtis was on forever.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
This makeshift show. So arty.
Well, yeah. We're putting it together. It's art.
Process.
It's happening right now.
As you go, things sort of come to light and things happen and mistakes
goes
and
it's
great.
Yeah, it's
you're
great.
Listening
you
to
gotta
art
like
happen.
Work with the mistakes, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do know. Barely. I'm not an artist. next up, it's Curtis, but he's not here.
No, I'm here. I'm just
distracted.
I found this Terry Malt CD and I really like that band.
You can play it if you want.
Yeah, but it's not what I'm going to play first.
Okay. Okay.
Who's the host?
I'll play it if we have more time. We'll get back
yeah,
to
we'll
it.
See.
Yeah, keep control.
Hey, tell us about Show and Tell.
Show and Tell Press is a new publication and pop-up shop. In Z.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah. And Zine Library that just launched actually Thursday last week. So you can come check us out at Satellite Gallery. The release that we put out was a packaged release of four different artist zines from Patrick Cruz, Aaron Reed, your significant other.
Stop saying that.
Jenna Lee Merrick.
Aaron and Amanda are dating, you guys. They're a couple.
It's great.
Jenna Lee Merrick-Gilman and Dan Simon. And it also came with a booklet of supplemental material. The publication focuses mainly on zines, and the pop-up shop contains zines from local artists, mostly self-published.
That's so sweet.
Two of your zines are in the shop.
That's right.
How much are they?
I think it's like $10 for both. 3 for 1 and 7 for the other.
It's a pretty good deal. It's a
pretty good deal.
Buy them.
You should double that.
We also have a zine library that's open to public and it's free to come and sit in and hang out with me and Carrie Kleinman, who is my other collaborator on this project.
Very chill girl.
And we're going to be open Fridays and Saturdays till the end of the month, 12 to 5 or thereabouts.
So you have like 40 hours to hang out, pretty much.
About 40 hours to hang out.
I'm going to hang out.
Yeah.
We can hang out for
all those 40 hours.
I'm going
to do the full 40.
Yeah. We should all do it.
Yeah.
And do a famine while we're at it.
It's really
yeah,
40-hour famine.
40-hour famine between. It's like just like 8 5-hour famines. Really.
We only drink the Jimmy Rio.
Yeah, just Jimmy Rio.
Oh, I love Jimmy
Rio. Jim Beam and Rio Red grapefruit.
It's a really
juice.
Small room, though, so make sure you show up early.
Okay.
To avoid
lines. So like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't do
Show
anything.
Show and Tell Press is also going to be involved in the Vancouver Art Book Fair this
Ooh,
weekend.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I mean,
so we're
going to
be
very excited for this.
Leading a discussion Sweet. On self-made publication. And we'll have presentations by three different artists. Daniel Rincon of
Hey,
Student
Daniel.
Teacher.
What's
up, Daniel?
Hi, Daniel.
What's up?
I saw you at school.
Rob Onzik, another collaborator or contributor to the Show and Tell family. And Patrick Cruz, who is famous in this city by now.
You see.
So that's going to be at 2 p.m., if I'm not incorrect, at the Nines, which is located on Pender and Abbott.
Pender and Abbott, the Nines.
And we might just
at
bring
two.
Our pop-up shop.
Dude, yeah, do it. There's a joke about to the Nines somewhere in there, but
yeah,
9 to 5.
I'm not gonna figure it out.
What's up, Maren?
Hi. So, what are you gonna play now?
I'm gonna play a song by
You're gonna play something.
I'm gonna
Cascadia.
Play this one first. This is by a band called Cascadia, which I'm pretty new to. The song is called Conditionally, and it's from their upcoming tape, which is going to be released on Green Burrito / Student Loan Records by...
They're just cranking out the hits over there, hey?
Yeah.
And they kick ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys
but they don't have Janet Jackson.
Guys are doing good.
Or Tom Waits.
And this band's really cool. The singer, I don't know either of the two individuals in this two-piece at all, but the girl has a really cool
She's
voice.
She's, like, unbelievably cool.
She sounds
I've
like,
also never met her.
She sounds like the girl from the
But I watch her from afar often, and she's really cool. And I want to be her friend.
Anyway, the song rips.
Rips. And they played at Lucky's the other day.
And, it's
and
called,
it was sweet.
Called Conditionally.
Oh, yeah.
what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You out, Doug?
Party again, Curtis. Come on. And wheeling your chair and squeak. Oh, God.
Can you guys hear that out there?
Yeah, they can.
I was wondering about that, too.
They
chairs
can hear
are
everything.
Awful squeaky.
I know. What a joke.
You guys should invest in some better chairs.
What
I should bring
this
my own
program?
Chair. Yeah, this one has some
bullshit.
Ooh. My headphones is fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that song was cool, though.
Now it sounds like I'm listening to the radio.
Hey, Cascadia, I'd really like to see your band play sometime, so you should play another show real soon.
Yeah, just
I missed
for Curtis.
The one at Lucky's.
Couldn't go to your last show, so
but
if
I heard it was good.
For me, that'd be great.
And Daniel and Ryan, I'm really excited to get one of those tapes from you.
I want one, too.
Yeah. I'd like one.
Me, too.
That'd be nice.
The next song I'm going to play is by my friend Dave Reynolds, who goes by the moniker Cloudface, or Cloudface. Ooh. And it's from this Wire Drive EP that was put out by Nice Up International. It's a really cool tape. You guys should go out and try and buy it if there's still some around. I bought it from Red Cat. The song is called Meadow-like, and it's a real mellow jammer.
So jam to it.
So jam to it. Thank you.
Talking about Walmart jeans and shirts.
Rustlers.
Curtis got a really nice shirt that he's wearing right now from Walmart for only $5.
Yeah, Hatteras Island. If you guys ever find your way out on the Outer Banks in North Carolina, they have a really sweet deal on $5 Walmart slim fitting denim shirts.
I'll keep that in mind.
What are you guys doing after the show?
Walmart song.
What Walmart song?
It's called Wally World.
What?
It's really good just for the video, but...
No one can see the video.
Yeah.
Should I play it?
You should play something.
We have a lot of extra time.
I put two other songs on my email to you.
No.
Cherry Malt?
Yeah, we'll play one of those.
Okay.
I closed the window, kind of wrote you off about it, but I guess I can play one. Oh, there's a really nice drawing of a dick in your email. Thanks. Really sweet.
It's art.
It's art.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I still think that it looks more like
Jack Johnson because
Jack Johnson?
Jack Johnson?
Oh yeah, let's play that.
Play Jack Johnson.
Johnson art.
The bottom one there.
Yeah, I can play that. What is it? Tell us about it.
Jack Johnson was one third of No Gold, the now defunct No Gold. He's also, I think, one of the founders of Mood Hut.
Mood Hut, yeah.
And he has the same initials as another JJ that we know.
Yeah, two other JJs that we've mentioned on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's think of some more JJs, guys. No, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. There are none. JJ Kale, that's one.
JJ Kale. All I've been listening to lately are Mood Hut.
Jujubes?
Yeah.
JJ.
JJ Jammer.
What's happening? It's a weird show. Art.
It's weird.
Weird art.
Different.
Yeah, I can play this. For sure I can. Just let me open it.
It's a middle.
Running a real tight ship at Subworld, as per usual. Which one do you want to play?
Middle one. It's called Naughty Factors.
I wonder what that means.
Naughty. I want to know.
Jack Johnson.
6 minutes. Come on. I'll do it.
We'll be right back.
leaving, actually, so...
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
When you're having fun.
It's true.
When you're in the studio.
When you're in the studio.
Messing around.
Messing around. We're going to end with a really good song. A collective favorite of ours.
I think it was probably featured on Dawson's Creek, so that makes it...
Definitely. I have the soundtrack. It was. It's on there.
See.
Yeah, it's really good.
And wow. Artists... You know,
use their hands.
Use their
hands a lot. So, just, I don't know, it kind of hits close to home for me.
What's Jewel's last name?
What's Cher's last
name? It's Jewel. Jewel, Jewel, JJ.
Jewel, Jewel.
Yeah.
JJ.
Whoa. Cool. So, it's lovely having you all listen.
Thanks
for having us.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, good. World.
Bye, world. Yeah, this is Hands by the lovely Jewel. Yeah, it's gonna.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be we're all okay. Not to worry, cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. It won't be made useless. Be idle. Gather myself around my faith. The light, the darkness most fears. Right.